Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 2 of our study of Nehemiah. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're looking at Nehemiah 11, 7 through 14.
Hey guys, if you've been blessed by this podcast, I want to encourage you to leave a review on your podcast app of choice. It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for them to fall in love with God and His Word.
Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. We want to know you more through your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Nehemiah 8, starting in verse 7. From the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshullam, the son of Joed, the son of Pidaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Messiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jeshiah, and his followers. Gabiah and Salai, 928 men. Joel, the son of Zikri, was their chief officer, and Judah, son of Hasanua, was over the new quarter of the city. Now, again, we're reading from names today, and I finished yesterday. If you're just joining us for the first time on the podcast, I encourage you to start back yesterday or even go back to the beginning of the book because we're reading a bunch of names in Nehemiah. Off and on in Ezra and Nehemiah, we read a whole bunch of names. And again, we read these things not just because they have application to our life, because I don't know who these people are. I can't get a whole lot of just direct application. Like, how do I treat my kids better from this? You're not going to find that. You're not going to find that. And if you go looking for that everywhere in scripture, you're going to miss so much of what the Lord has. Because places like this, I want to know why these names matter to God. Because I want my name and I want my family's names to matter to God in the same way. And so I want to know. I mean, there's so much in scripture about names and how names matter to God. In the book of Revelation, we see that Jesus is going to give us all new names that we will receive from him, directly from him, for all eternity. Just like he gave Peter. He gave Simon a new name. And he said, Peter, on this rock, you know, I'll build my church. He gives Peter this new name and calls him a rock, a bedrock. And so he's going to give all of us new names as well. Names matter to God. And I want my name to matter to him as much as it, as these guys did to God, to actually put down in the Holy Scriptures that will never pass away. Jesus said, not a jot or tittle, the smallest little dots of I's and crosses of T's in the Hebrew language. None of that will pass away. It will all be fulfilled. And so all of these people's names, they matter to God so much. And I want mine to matter just as much. So I read these things. I look through these things so that I can understand God's heart for why he included these things. All right, verse 10, from the priests, Jediah, the son of Jorarib, Jachin, Sariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God. And their associates who carried on the work of the temple, 822 men. Adiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Pilaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and his associates who were heads of families, 242 men. Amma Shasai, son of Azarel, the son of Aziah, the son of Meshilamoth, the son of Immer, and his associates, who were men of standing, 128. Their chief officer was Zabdiel, son of Hagadolim. So we've got more names, and it's people who are important and people who can fight. That's what we're counting here. And so we're tallying up the number of people that are staying behind in Jerusalem and what parts of the city they live and kind of what they do. Some of them are temple servants. Some of them are doing different things here, as we're going to see as we read on. Again, going back to yesterday, some of these people are aristocrats. Some of these people are the quote-unquote peasantry, the middle class, and they volunteered to stay in Jerusalem. And some of them, the lots have been cast for them to stay behind so that Jerusalem can have a large enough number of people to be defensible against people that would want to come and attack Jerusalem. As we've seen, already in our study of Ezra and Nehemiah here in the last two studies that we've done, there's a ton of people that are very antagonistic toward the Jews, toward the people that are resettling here. So they need to have a defense force to protect themselves from the people that really do want to do them very real harm, you know, as they would come back and attack the people here in the city of Jerusalem. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.